And you're with Tim Shaw on Lunch on Live on this Anzac Day 2014. At 8:30 this morning, Australian military veterans began a 12-day, 300-kilometre trek from Banpong Railway Station to Sunklaburi to raise money for Australia's wounded soldiers. And joining me on the line is Mark. Mark is one of the participants. Mark, commemorations for Anzac Day 2014. Tell me about the walk home.
Yeah, Tim, thanks very much for your time today. The walk home is essentially to, support wounded veterans and their families from various conflicts over the last 20 years. People who have sustained not only physical but mental injuries. It's a great cause that allows people to access things that normally may not be provided by the government.
It's a challenge too, Mark, because those of us from Australia, and we have Australians and New Zealanders listening all over Thailand at the moment, is, you know, recent cutbacks for allowances for kids of veterans. The veteran has passed away in recent conflicts. I mean, cutbacks, and yet we've got a great charity initiative like The Walk Home. Who inspired the idea of The Walk Home, Mark?
Realistically, what happened was last Anzac Day in Sydney, there was a group of us that met in Sydney, and we were discussing opportunities where we might be able to support people and provide some advertisement, if you like, to the ongoing struggles of families and veterans. Brian Ramsbottom, who's a current Australian Federal Police officer, was someone who I'd served with in the Army for quite some time. He essentially came up with the idea, and I suppose if you could call it, he project managed the whole program that we're about to attempt. So it's been 12 months in the making. It's a lot of legwork, a lot of emails, a lot of phone discussions with people, but we've finally been able to raise just on $40,000 through just people on the street, the respective organisations that supported us through the. Through making donations.
You're a veteran yourself. You served in Cambodia?
Yeah, I served in 1993 in Cambodia with the United Nations. Many of us have supported or been in conflicts from Rwanda, Somalia, through to the more recent Afghanistan, Iraq, and obviously Timor.
What does Anzac Day mean to you, Mark?
Look, it's a time of reflection. It's very hard to describe to people who haven't served with people in situations that are not normal. They're just completely sometimes out of control. You've got to be the person to sort of stand in between warring factions, or you're conducting humanitarian type activities, or then you're operating in conventional warfare. And often these things happen all at the same time, so it can be quite a trying experience. I think that, based on that, Australians and New Zealanders in particular, we've formed a very strong bond over the last 100 years of operating in those environments together. So I think to veterans, and in particular, I think younger people who are starting to realise that, you know, that kid that's on the, well, I shouldn't say kid, that young man on the train who sits next to them is in fact a veteran, and they're not often now the 90-year-old guy who served in the Second World War. So you're looking at the guys who are 24 years old who had seen some fairly heavy action in Afghanistan or Iraq, who is in fact a veteran.
Is this your first trip to Thailand?
No, I've been here before, but for Anzac Day, this is my first time. I thought it was poignant to do this. You're seeing it's the 100th anniversary, and I think, you know, from our perspective, it's not just about Australians and the Allied troops that were used as slave labour on the trailway, but it's to sort of, I suppose, build a little bit more understanding that there was over 70,000 Thai and Thai people and people from Myanmar or the Burma,
yes,
who'd also been killed on the railway as slaves. So we're trying to build that notoriety around that and try to, I suppose, educate the locals that, you know, this thing happened to their families, you know, and I find it interesting how it's not really something that it's that's highlighted here. It's not really something that's well known. I thought that was quite interesting. Since I've been investigating it.
Yeah, look, it's a very important thing. I was speaking to the Australian Chargé d'Affaires, Jonathan Kenny, yesterday, and we know the significance of Gallipoli 1915, but until you do the research or speak to people such as yourself and to the Australian Embassy and to veterans such as yourself, is the true understanding of the sacrifice of the Australian, New Zealand, Dutch and British POWs in the building of the Thai-Burma Railway and the remarkable commemorations that are taking place today, Anzac Day. Just finally, Mark, tell me about the 12-day 300-kilometre trek. What kind of conditions do you expect to meet on this 300-kilometre trek starting this morning?
Oh, look, it's arduous. There's no doubt about it. It's 40-degree heat, about 95% humidity. It's something that most of us have been through before, so we're aware of the conditions. I think that, I, in particular myself, coming up from Sydney, our time to acclimatise is very short. But I know how to, or the rest of the team, we know how to do this. We've done this before. We expect it to be very, very tough on us. But, you know, it's one thing that we're focused and we're quite prepared to do whatever it takes to make that end time in that location.
Mark, just finally, it's not too late to donate. Thewalkhome.com.au, if people visit that website, they can continue to make donations?
Oh, absolutely. Look, and we look forward to people having a look at the site. It'll give you a little bit of a history brief, the types of things that we've done up to this point. And it goes to a really, really good cause. We've a lot of people who are on the walk here today have given up a lot of their time to do this, which, you know, it's not a problem. But look, if people are able to make a small donation, that's fantastic, because it is a really good cause.
Mark, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning. The beginning of a 12-day trek, 300 kilometres long, from Banpong Railway Station to Sunklaburi to raise money for Australia's wounded soldiers. A big hurrah from us at Live 89.5 to all the team, and we wish you all the best on this very important day, Anzac Day 2014, lest we forget.
Thanks very much, Tim, and thanks very much to your listeners.
If you'd like to know more, visit thewalkhome.com.au. You're with Tim Shaw here on Live 89.5. It's your island. It's your station.